from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. 25% more voters took advantage of advance voting for Monday's federal election. In Kapuskasing Casing Timmins Mushkegawak, Elections Canada says almost 16,000 people cast a ballot between last Friday and Monday. There's no comparison to the last election because this is a newly constituted riding. However, across Canada, 7.3 million people have already voted. That's one quarter more than the 5.8 million last time out. We're down to the final 3 days of campaigning for the election, and we're down to the fourth Kapuskasing Timmins Mushkegawak candidate's response to our questionnaire. On the question of why anyone should vote for him, Liberal Steve Black says it comes down to his party's platform versus the Conservative Party platform. He notes that Mark Carney has developed a program for building affordable housing, while Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre prefers to let the market take care of itself.
We understand the challenges of construction in Northern Ontario. The cost of construction is twice as much as what it is in Southern Ontario. The houses sell for less than Southern Ontario. So when you're trying to attract major developers, it's a challenge.
Black's full written response to the questions we posed is on our website. The number of measles cases continues to climb. Public Health Ontario reports 95 new diagnoses in the past week, bringing the total number to 1,020 since the outbreak began last October. Most of the cases are being found in southwestern Ontario, and the majority are among unvaccinated individuals. Tens of thousands of mourners remain in line trying to view the body of Pope Francis lying in state at the Vatican. Viewing hours have been extended to cope with the crowds, with an estimate of 130,000 people already paying tribute. The pontiff's coffin will be sealed this evening in advance of tomorrow's funeral. The Vatican says more than 200,000 people are expected to jam the area for the service. Canada will be represented by Governor General Mary Simon. In Country 93.1 Sports, do or die tonight in Sudbury for the Hearst Lumberjacks. The NOJHL team is trailing the host Cubs 3-1, so need to win to stay alive in the league final. The winners of the best of seven go to Calgary to play in the National Championship Tournament for the Centennial Cup.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.